This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Although the people turn and stare, I really don't care.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoyne. And if there was one person to talk to when the Saints and Rams are about to play a football game, it's the man who was the head coach of both organizations, had a terrific career as a player 8 years, 18 years as a coach in the NFL, our old friend Jim Haslett. Coach, great to be with you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Real good. Hey, right off
good
the bat,
talking to you.
You're on a lie detector right now. Who do you want to win on Sunday? Everybody has a gut feel about who they want. Who would you like to see win the game?
I don't know. I got ties to the Saints. I got ties to the Rams. I brought Sean McVay in the league. I'm an Andy Reid fan and friends of Andy. It's good. But let me put it this way. It's the four best teams in football right now. So I don't think the fans are going to get anything better than this. Four best offensive teams that we played some this year. I mean, they're explosive. It's the four best teams in football, so it doesn't get any better than that.
Jim, give us the backstory on McVay, because that would have been when you were an assistant in Washington.
Well, I took the year off from the Rams, and then we coached down in Orlando in the World Football League, or the USFL then. And then we actually won the whole thing. Sean was an offensive quality control coach. He worked with the tight ends, and I made him do some defensive stuff. And I told him that if I got a job, I would take him with him. So we went to Washington. I got Mike Shanahan to hire him. He was there a couple years as quality control, moved up to a tight end coach, and then took over as a coordinator. He's really good football mind. He's unique. You know, you don't find anybody like this. He grew up in football. His dad was his grandfather was the general manager of the 49ers, and the years they had Montana and had the great teams. His dad's been in football his whole life. His uncle runs the Outback Bowl, and he talked the language, and he was 8 years old. So that nothing he does surprises me. I got a son like that. Kind of reminds me of him.
Kind of interesting too that he the first 10 games of this season, these passing numbers were incredible. And now here we are in the postseason, and they've turned into a more ground-and-pound kind of team with two running backs over 100 yards.
Well, he knows what to do to win. He's got two good running backs. He's got probably maybe the best running back in the league. He's number two. And he kind of understands that sometimes you've got to help the defense out and keep people off the field. This would be a good game this week because you got electrifying offense on the other side with a defense that'll struggle a little bit because they lost some players, and then the other side they got a 40-year-old quarterback that can light it up and got weapons and Thomas and the running backs can catch. They're like wideouts, good tight end. So it's going to be a heck of both games are going to be outstanding to watch. They're going to be outstanding.
Our younger fans probably don't remember, but the Rams and Saints were in the same division, and for a while there, it was about as heated as it got. You had Joe Horn down there popping off. You and Mike Martz, I don't think, liked each other. Give us an idea of how heated that was for a while. I remember a Monday night game, fans were throwing beer bottles on the floor. Give me an idea of what it was like when the Rams and Saints, you and Martz, were going back and forth.
Yeah, it was, when we took over there, it was really – someone said, well, it's a rivalry. I said, you don't have a rivalry when you win three games. So we kind of built it up into that. You know, we beat the team that won the world championship and the greatest show on turf. And, you know, so it became a rival just because we were like the only team that could play them because we were just the opposite of them. They were throwing it up, high-powered offense. We were going to run the ball, kind of ram it down your throat, played really good defense. And the games always came down, too close. And we were always nervous about who had the last possession was probably going to win the game. But, they had electrifying offense, great quarterbacks, guys that could run. And we were just the opposite. You know, we were Ricky Williams and Deuce McAllister. We were going to run the ball. We were probably had the best line I've been associated with, an offensive line. We had a really good defensive line. And they were always exciting games. And, it was one of those ones. They won the Super Bowl the one year, and we're the only team that beat them twice. So the one year they lost, and New England actually took our game plan and ran it against them. So it's those type of things come along. And then you got the rivalries. It's a shame they broke those groups up and put them in different. And then you have, like, the great rivalries with the Oakland, Kansas City, Steelers, Cleveland, those type of things.
And you had that famous line. I can remember being there when you actually uttered it, bull crap plays, which was a lot of fun for the media. What were you and Martz like personally after that?
Oh, we were fine. To this day, we're fine. But his view on offense and the way my view went on the way we played football were just totally opposite. So it made for good entertainment. They had every gadget play, every trick play, but then they had the stuff where you got Isaac and Torrey, we're lighting it up, and you had Marshall. They just had too many players to defend with a heck of an offensive line. And they were always fun games. We always talked about we had to steal possession from their offense. We had to do something different. We had to keep the ball away from them. We used to tell the quarterback, don't snap the ball until 5 seconds left if we got the lead. So it was always those type of games.
Jim Hassel with us, former Saints coach, former Rams coach, been in the league for a long time. When you got your first head coaching gig in New Orleans, give me an idea. In that first year, you guys won the division, beat the Rams in that crazy playoff game. Oz Akeem ends up fumbling. How about the city there? When the Saints are good, what's it like being the coach in New Orleans?
Well, even when the Saints are bad, the city loves that football team. And they got great fans. Obviously, winning helps. But when I took over, they were 3-13 3 years in a row, and we won 11 our first year. So it was exciting from the standpoint. You'll see this week with all the people, they get dressed up in the costumes. They come to the game. They're loud. They talk. They bang the whole time. It's hard. It's hard to hear. So you could be standing by each other, and you better have all your hand signals down because you're not going to be able to hear anything. I remember that game. We were up, I think we were up 31 to something. I told Mike McCarthy, who was the offensive coordinator at the time, just run the ball. Let's get out of here. This game's over. And all of a sudden, we started running, and we were actually throwing it up a little bit and doing some different things. And it was like, bang, they scored. They got the ball back and scored again. They got the ball back and scored again. I'm like, Mike, you got to throw it. it's how fast their offense scored. And every time they touched it, they scored. So we were hanging on at the end, and then thank God, we punted at the end, and Oz fumbled it back to us, and, that was the end of the game.
Coach, about 80% of – people in St. Louis are rooting hard for the New Orleans Saints. No love for the Los Angeles Rams in our town.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, how chaotic was it at one time? I mean, you actually had a stretch there in the middle of a dismal part of the franchise where you got it going a little bit, but how difficult was it? Are there any Kroenke or Demoff stories that you can reflect on for us?
Well, that was right before the time. We knew that the owner wanted to sell the team. And we were trying to, keep it together. It's hard because the players know that, this is it. They're selling the team, don't know where it's going to be. It's hard to keep a football team together. I can understand why the city wants the Rams to lose. I think they deserve an NFL club. I thought they did a great job in the years I was there of supporting the club. And sometimes it's a business decision. I think Kroenke made a business decision with the football team to move it, and nothing more and nothing less, because it wasn't because of the fan base. It wasn't because of the city. You can say it was a dome. I think that's bull crap. I think it's one thing. It was about the money.
And, Jim, when you were there 2006 through 2008, Georgia was the owner, then she died, and Chip and Lucia sort of took over. Was Stan ever around in that three-year run?
Yeah. Well, that last year he was around. You could tell he had his mind on other things. It wasn't really the football aspect of it. And he was in and out, but not too often.
Coach, I remember there was a stretch where when you took over, everything was really terrible, and then you got them winning, and then it was Steven Jackson who got hurt that really dictated everything from there. I always thought that if Steven Jackson didn't get hurt, then Jim Haslett's the coach there for a long time.
Well, you know what? That's the game. We say that every year in the sport. Coaches say, well, if I didn't get that, we said the same thing to the Bengals this year. We lost our quarterback. We lost our two best running backs, half our offensive line. You know, half our defense got hurt, and they were out for the whole year. And, it's part of the game. But we did. At that time, we thought we had it going, and Steven was the main reason. And then when he got hurt, we put a streak together of losses that got us, let go. But it is one of those deals. It's the same. If you can keep your team healthy, like the Rams right now, put on injury report yesterday, not one player on it. And I think that has something to do with it in this league.
And, Jim, on the resume, you went to Washington, you went to Cincinnati. In between, you had a year at Penn State. And I've always wondered, I haven't talked to you in a while, what was that like just being in state? You're a guy who grew up in that state. You know what that program has meant over the years. What was it like that season?
It was probably the most fun I've ever had in coaching, besides, when I was playing. First of all, I was helping out. I spent time with the offense. James Franklin's awesome. I talked to him. Matter of fact, he called me yesterday and asked me if I had interest in coming back and, helping out and hanging around. And I really enjoyed being around the younger guys, the younger players. Unlike the NFL, you got guys that, they want knowledge. They want to know how it's done, how to win, how to work ethic. And it was really enjoyable. Good players. There's a whole bunch coming out this year. They're going to be first-round picks of Ryan Bates, offensive tackle from Penn State. They put a bunch out the last couple of years. I think James Franklin's one of the top recruiters in the country. This draft class he's putting together this year and last year are outstanding. He put out a running back probably the second best and will be the best running back in pro football, and Saquon Barkley, with a great person. He doesn't just sign guys that are just great football player. He really looks into their background. He wants good people. He wants kids that'll graduate. He's outstanding coach.
So, Coach, you've done it all in the league. You're all pro as a player and 18 years as a coach. You're 63 now. Do you want to still work 60-hour weeks or 70-hour weeks and still do it, or are you going to kick back and relax?
Well, I got a wife who wants to do the second one. I've been home for 3 days, and I don't know how long I can take it. No, I got more energy than probably 95% of them. I enjoy what I do. I like to be a part of a team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl, if possible, and then, there's other opportunities, and we'll see what happens in the next coming months, and we'll go from there.
And every coach has got a bit of a tree. You mentioned Mike McCarthy. He was on your staff there in New Orleans in 2000. And all you guys, you're well compensated. It's a great life. Got to move around a lot, but when it ends, it probably always feels kind of brutal. You have a great run. Like even in New Orleans, you guys win a division. All of a sudden, you survive Hurricane Katrina. The team's in San Antonio. It's a disaster. And then you end up on the outs. Mike McCarthy had a great run in Green Bay, ends up fired in the middle of the season. What's his mindset? What do you think's next for him?
Well, he's going to get back into coaching. He decided at the end this year not to take a job. He had one in mind he wanted. He decided at the end it probably wasn't the perfect situation. I know he wants a chance to win a Super Bowl again. And he'll get back in next year. It just has to be the right team, and they gotta want to win. And the guy's a great coach. He's the best coach available right now. He'll be the best coach available when the season's over at the end. He probably had about three offers this year. He had an offer from one of the teams that didn't even visit with him. So he'll get back into it. He'll miss it after a while. He's gonna spend some time with his family and his health, get back in shape and all that stuff, which is important.
You've always been tight with John Gruden. What if he calls and says, Jim, come out to Vegas. Let's do this.
Yeah, that's a little different, but you know, I
he's
you know,
a nut, isn't he? He's a nut.
Well, I love John. The good thing about my situation, I mean, I can pick and choose what I want. You know, financially, we're pretty well off. You know, with playing and coaching and all that other stuff. But it's I still love the game. I still like coaching. You got a team coming there in the XFL, which is intriguing. You know, the startup leagues are always good, and because there's a lot of good football players out there that have something that maybe they just haven't grown up, or they need another year of development. They just need some playing time, and those things are always fun. So we're going to probably decide here in the next, you know, month what we're going to do with my future here.
So if Oliver Luck calls you and says, we want you to be the coach for St. Louis in the XFL, that would interest you a little bit?
Well, let me do that. Let me say it this way. The XFL has 8 teams going in, and the only team that I would be interested in would be St. Louis. I don't want to go to Chicago. I wouldn't want to go to Houston or Dallas or New York or Washington, Seattle. The only team I would be interested in is coming back to St. Louis.
And you are aware, though, that means coverage by Andy Strickland, and he'd be stalking you over there at McGraw's Bar. So that's a fair warning.
Andy and Furman.
Hey, Furman says he'd be your personnel director, okay?
And, Coach, we want to make an offer here. We will host the Jim Haslett Show every Friday during the season.
That would be awesome. You know, I tell you what, that league with Oliver, Oliver's did it for 14 years. He knows how to put a team together, put the league together. He understands it. He's got great backing by the WWE, you know, Alpha Enterprises. I mean, everything that they're doing, from what I understand, talking to people, they're doing it the right way so it lasts. It's not going to be like the last one. It's going to be a little high-paced football and scoring and fun. But from the people I talk to, I think it's going to be a heck of a league.
We'll call it X-Rated Fridays with Jim Haslett right here.
Coach.
That would be awesome.
Thanks so much for being a part of the program. We hope you hope to see you in St. Louis one day soon. Thank you, sir.
All right, you guys. Hey, have a good show, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Jim Haslett right, joining
thanks.
Us. Well, that fits the qualifications. We wanted a guy with a little bit of a St. Louis connection who would be great with the media to be our coach.
Who would say something interesting.
Yes!
Because if the XFL game features Washington or Chicago, we're not going to know any of those players. Jim would be at the mic and say, well, they got that punk quarterback that's coming in town.
And those bullcrap plays they ran.
Now that it's over with, it doesn't matter. But 10 years ago, and he did win those first two games. They beat the Redskins, then they beat the Cowboys. They hadn't won a game at the Dome in a long time. There was a little momentum, and then they went on a big losing streak, so he doesn't get the job. But he was asked to interview after the season with John Shaw and ownership. Of course, the meeting was in Los Angeles. So you remember Brian Burwell kept saying, give him the job. And I'm like, Brian, they lost 10 in a row. Give him the job. That was Burwell's thing that year. So he hasn't actually interviewed after the season. So I called him, and I said, how did it go? And he said, well, I had to go into a room, and, you know, Chip's in there, and Shaw's in there. And then he said, Chip starts asking questions, and the hell does he know? And I said, well, he is the owner, Jim. I said, I hope you were respectful. He goes, yeah, I tried to be. I'm like, it doesn't sound like. So for years, Chris Pelican would just say to me, what the hell does Chip know? No offense, of course, to the Rosenblums, but that's just Jim kind of shooting from the hip.
You know, the day after the famous bullcrap play, we're doing the press conference, and I asked Martz a question about Haslett saying that, and he kind of swooshed it off. And then so I'm outside doing stand-ups about a half hour later, and Martz is walking around the field. He used to take walks around the field, and he motions me out to, like, on the other side of the field, and he says, look, I couldn't say this, you know, on television, but I'd like to fight that mother blanker.
That 2000-2001 Rams Saints, the level of despise, franchise back and forth. Oh. You had Joe Horn ripping the Rams, Haslett poking at Martz. That was great.
All right, we'll take a short time out. I think Joe Lenardi when we come back.